Welcome. Good to see you again. If I haven't seen you before, it's good to see you for the first time. I love every one of you, just the way you are. I don't care what you do, what you don't do. I love every one of you just the way you are. Whether you like me, whether you hate me, makes no difference. I can only love you, for I am an embodiment of love. When I say I am an embodiment of love, I'm not referring to Robert. I'm referring to I am. I am is love. When you're aware of the I am, you're aware of love. Synonymous. Consequently, all I can do is love you. All is well. People continue to ask me, what is the meaning of life? What is the purpose of life? We seem to be born. We go through experiences, then we die. We have all kinds of experiences while we're on this earth. What is purpose? Some say that we're working on our karma. Some say we're being punished. So we're sent to earth, earth is hell. Some say we're here to find ourselves. But this is all nonsense. The truth is life has no purpose whatsoever. There's no purpose for being alive, for being here, no purpose whatsoever. Who told you you had a purpose? You don't even exist, how can you have a purpose? You think you exist, but you don't. If you were only able to realize that you don't exist, how happy you would be. When you exist, you appear to have problems, situations to control, things to do. But when you realize you don't exist, what is there to do? Where is there to go? Where is there to resolve? Nothing. You are nothing, you came from nothing, you'll always be nothing. But your system believing you're something. As long as you believe you're something, then you don't have to worry. For something appears to have all kinds of problems attached to it. Something's always trying to resolve something, to fix somebody, to get even, to do something. But really, if you can come to the conclusion that you're nothing, you've always been nothing, and you don't even exist, and what is there to worry about? What is there to do? What is there to think about? What appears to be a man or a woman, or a flower, or a weed, or a bug, or a bird, is simply consciousness. It is consciousness appearing as but if you go into meditation, you go into the silence, and you think of consciousness, or think of nothing, then you become free. Totally free, absolutely free. But if you allow your mind to think of situations and ideas and experiences, whatever you think becomes a reality sooner or later. Flesh of things. What appears to be your mind is very powerful. The mind will give you what you want if you think about it long enough. But anything the mind gives you is not for your own good at all. It's for your detriment. The mind can never give you anything good because the mind is part of the phenomenon of unreality, of ajnana, of false imagination. So if not be a part of the new thought movement, that teaches you to use your mind to achieve what you want, to get what you want. When your mind differentiates between good and bad, right and wrong, it tells you, if I had this, I'd be happy. If I had a mansion, I'd be happier. If I had $1 billion, I'd be happier. That's what the mind tells us. Consequently, we do all kinds of strange things to become wealthy, to become happier, to become blissful materially. We do all kinds of weird things. We chant certain chants, we do certain things. And Buddhists have chants for prosperity. And Buddhists have chants for everything. This is not really the teaching of the Buddha. For the Buddha taught nothingness, emptiness. Emptiness is your real home. You really belong in emptiness. Not in the world of phenomena. The world of phenomena can only lead you to suffering. It's impossible to realize yourself as a spiritual entity when you're thinking of phenomena. Yet most of you keep on thinking day after day, year after year, continue thinking forever. You think about things, persons, places, situations. It is the thinking that gets you in trouble. Stop thinking. Stop believing the only way to exist is to think. Not true. To think is to be human. To be human is to suffer. You get yourself into an awful mess. Being born, being human. Going through experiences. Believing you have a purpose in life. You have no life whatsoever. Only consciousness lives. And that's doubtful also. Nothing that you can think about exists in reality. The word God, the word consciousness, the absolute reality, pure awareness, what are they to you except for words? The only words. When you use words, you get yourself in a lot of trouble. When you become still, silent, then miracles happen. And the silence is your strength. realities and sounds. Not when you talk or speak words. When the absolute silence is the reality. You are not what you appear to be. You never was and you will never be. If you believe you were born a human being and you have to die also, but whose eyes? Ask yourself. What dies? What's born? What goes through experiences? Is there an ego that does this, an ego that goes through experiences? Most people get to hang on to the ego, like they hang on to the devil. They just exchange names. You're brought up to believe in the devil and I believe in the ego. Same thing, no difference. So there's no ego. There's nothing to get rid of. Most of you are working on yourself to get rid of your ego. I say you're wasting your time because there never was an ego. There's nothing to get rid of. There's no work you have to do on yourself. All you really have to do is smile and be happy. That's it. Really be happy, really smile. Everything else will take care of itself. What is it that you want? Most of you are saying self-realization. I want to be liberated. From what? What binds you? Except false imagination. You have created your condition, yourself. By believing you're human, and you have a mind. To try to get rid of the mind. Again, the problem, because there was a mind to get rid of. If you really had a mind and you had an ego, you'd have work to do. You have plenty of work to do, you have to get rid of it. But, since you never had a mind, never had an ego, you have nothing to get rid of, nothing to get, transcend. You're totally free. Right now, accept this, believe this. You have nothing to fear, nothing to fight. You have always been free, always, from the very beginning. Why don't you accept this for yourself and forget everything else? Stop trying to solve problems. Why does create more? I'm trying to solve them. You have no life of your own. You have no life of your own, you never have, you never will. And it's consciousness that lives. Not you. Do not try to think about this or figure it out in any way. Just relax. Accept everything. Reject nothing. You can bathing the same side of the same coin. Two sides of the same coin. Goodness, badness. Happiness, sadness. There's no difference whatsoever. The only difference is in your own mind. You differentiate. And I mentioned on Thursday, there's no such thing as a bad time, something bad happening in your life. It's impossible. You have been trained to believe from childhood that this is bad and this is good. And you prefer to get over the bad. But everything is for your growth and your unfoldment. Everything is for your own good. Everything. There are no mistakes. Never be mad at anyone. Or upset over something, somebody does. For there are no mistakes, everything is unfolding as it should. It means that everything is happening the way it's supposed to. Allow it to unfold, don't interfere with it. If you interfere with your life, it may appear that you're making some headway. You may say, I resolved this condition, I feel better now. To my own power, to my own strength. All you've done is put it address in time and space to an abeyance to come out again in full force sooner or later. Everything has to work itself out. Leave it alone. Leave yourself alone. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle to yourself. Never be angry with yourself. Never be despondent with yourself or depressed with yourself. For you are God. And if you upset over yourself is blasphemy. Metaphysics tells us that there's a subjective, collective negativity in the atmosphere. And most of us pick it up and we feel bad at times. But this is all nonsense. Nothing exists except consciousness. There are no feelings, good or bad. There are no conditions, good or bad. There's only consciousness, and you are that. Make things short and simple. Realize I am that. That's it. I'm not this. I am that, which has always been and always will be. That's it. You don't think of anything else. You are where you're supposed to be right now. And the conditions that are supposed to be the way they are. Do not run from them. Do not try to change them. Change yourself. Work on yourself if you have to. By being still, quiet. That's the only real work you have to do, to become quiet. to rest in the silence forever. That's the only sadhana you have to do. Be still and know that I am God. All is well. Do you feel all is well?
Yeah.
Some of you don't feel all is well. How could it be otherwise? There's no way it could be otherwise. Your ears are sensitive. Put cotton in your ears.
Something you said reminded me of when I was in therapy. The doctor used to say that each of us is inclined to say, "They did it to me." They don't do anything to me. I do it to myself.
Stop doing it to yourself.
There isn't any. That's right. Okay. Yeah. There isn't any individual to do anything.
Exactly. Give up the idea that you're a doer. Stop being a doer. Actually, consciousness doesn't do anything.
Everything is nothing.
There's nothing happening. We want to blame it on consciousness now. What we call consciousness just is. There's no mind whatsoever. The mind doesn't exist. What is the mind?
A thinking place.
A garbage can. That's what the mind is. All the mind is a conglomeration of thoughts of the past and the thoughts of the future.
I know if I abandon my mind, I'm in trouble. Because I cannot about the practical aspects of my life without my mind.
Says who? That's a false belief. You can. Does an orange tree have to think that bloom? It grows beautiful oranges? Does the grass have to think to grow? Does the sun have to think to shine? Just right to maintain life, sustain life? Everything in the universe just is. We as human beings who appear to be human beings are egotistical. I don't believe we have to make things happen for ourselves. That's ridiculous. The mind gets us in trouble, that's all it does. When we transcend the mind, we'll be free. That's called liberation. There's no more mind. But you've been trained to believe if you don't have a mind, you'll not be able to function. Isn't that true? You'll function very well, thank you. Better than you've ever done in your life. Without a mind.
There are certain aspects of my life where my mind did not control, but there are others where when you go about the task of earning a living, You can't do that without your mind.
Says who? Everything is preordained.
And you people are interacting with you?
Of course. You think that's the mind? That's not the mind at all. Not the mind doing that. It's the self. But everything is preordained, predestined. What's going to happen to you is going to happen to you no matter what happens, no matter what you do. Therefore, why make your life a mess and start using the mind to make things happen when all things are going to hurt you to begin with? Become peaceful. Let the mind drop off and go into the heart. And then it'll be spontaneous. Everything will be spontaneous. Everything will be done the right way, the way it's supposed to be done. The mind is really your ego. That's all the mind is. It's your ego, nothing else. We want to believe I alone, I did this, I did that. We want to believe that we alone are responsible for what we do. Is we're not responsible for anything because we don't even exist that way. It's all a dream. The only thing you can do is turn within. That's the only freedom you've got. Turn within, become still, totally still. Stop trying to make things happen. Stop thinking too much. Everything will take care of itself beautifully when you get yourself out of the way. But as long as you believe you've got to think to do things, then this will happen. Because of life thinking, you have to make things this way and that way, and you'll always be working hard to make yourself the way you want to be. Forget about all that. Make it easy for yourself. Watch your thoughts. Observe your thoughts. Let them come, let them go, pay no attention to them, whatever they tell you. And something else will finally take over. Some bliss will take over, some joy. Something you've not experienced before will take over completely and totally. And lead you on the right path where you're supposed to be, where you're supposed to go. So remember, you're not a doer, you're never were the doer. You don't want to be the doer. You want freedom. And destroy the mind, you'll have freedom. As long as the mind exists, you'll have problems. That's the way it goes. No mind, no problems. Mind, plenty of problems.
Two occasions in my life, and I was functioning without any thinking whatsoever, and there was such an enormous sharpness of it. I didn't have to decide what to say. There was no pre-thinking as to what to say. There was an exact knowing when to keep quiet. And the one thing that was clear on both times was the absolute 1000% of effortlessness. Absolutely not the slightest effort in what whatsoever.
That's good.
There was no mind that was there thinking, even though the words came.
That's how it should be.
Did all this training come from this lifetime?
No. It appears to have come from many lifetimes. But then again, there never were any lifetimes to begin with.
But imaginarily so.
You can imagine all these things, that's good. Imagine everything. It's called false imagination. Get rid of imagination, you'll be free. As long as you identify with a body, then there are many bodies who identify with many lives.
So as one does self-inquiry, if one were to question into all of the imaginary ego placed in this lifetime, then it's just more after that, and then eventually one gets down to the bottom of it.
There's no bottom. But what you're saying is true. if you're in quiet, to whom these things come. To whom comes his body, to whom comes his mind, to whom comes his problems. If you will inquire that, they will all disappear and you'll become free.
I've been doing that.
Are you becoming free?
Yes. And it seems like there's more beneath this lifetime. Or it seems like the major chunks have dissolved, it seems, and I don't seem to be. Seems like there's a lot more.
Don't come to any conclusions. Just keep practicing. And keep chipping at the chunks like you're doing. It'll all happen by itself. Once we get ourselves out of the way, it's going to take care of itself. Do not believe you are the doer at all. You're not a doer. There's nothing to be done. Just be yourself.